Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting third. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Squires reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Evans reaches second base with a double. Watson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Squires bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Watson reaches second base with a double. Hobson goes all the way around to score. Watson moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans is walked intentionally. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from May to Horta covering second. The throw back to home, and Watson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Paquette. Washington reaches second base with a double. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. Pappy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pryor. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Pryor steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Orta reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Rice reaches second base with a double. Hobson moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Rice scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Watson moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappy strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas pinch hits for Milt May. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field. Paquette picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Paquette. Here's the throw into the infield and Chappas is out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pryor scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn now catching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yastrzemski moves to second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Drago now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-4 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morrison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.